more, tune into the Talk of Emporia with Central Care Cancer Center. You can learn more about specific cancers, their risks, signs, symptoms, and what treatment options are available. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, so coming up, radiation oncologist Dr. Perez Tamayo will go into detail about lung cancer. Tune in Monday, November 8th after 11 on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Cloudy, 42 degrees. It is 844 as we continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner spotlighting. And this morning, we spotlight on Sacred Heart Child Care. And we're pleased to be joined by Monica Barnett. Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing great. Well, the United Way of the Flint Hills fundraising campaign is underway. Began in late August, and you can certainly log on to the UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org. Again, UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org to learn more about our community partners, 20-plus, and all the fine work that they do, and also make a donation to this year's United Way of the Flint Hills campaign, because these community partners are doing very needed and impressive work here in the Flint Hills area, and we're very pleased to be able to spotlight Sacred Heart Child Care this morning. Well, Monica, how are things at Child Care this morning?
They're going well. Halloween, of course, was on Sunday, so we're calming ourselves down from that, but they're good.
Well, let's talk about the number of kids that you serve at Sacred Heart Child Care, Monica.
Well, Ron, we're licensed to serve 30 children. This year, we have 21. The reason being is not because we don't have the openings. We do, but we don't have the staff to care for any more than 21 right now. So that's the predicament we're in.
Well, I think it sounds like you and many others are in search of some employment, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
So if people are interested, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for somebody, of course, that has a genuine love for children. Experience would be great. Training would be also great, but we will train. We will provide the training they need for this position. They must be able to lift, you know, children, you know, you have to lift them sometimes. So we want some able-bodied people. That's okay. All I'm looking for.
That's it. And this is a Monday through Friday position then?
This is a Monday through Friday position. We do have full-time openings as well as some part-time openings. If, you know, like some college students were interested in a job, like after classes in the afternoon, they're welcome to apply as well.
And how can they get a hold of you at Sacred Heart Child Care?
They can give me a call here at 343-7395.
All right. You mentioned you got kids that you're serving. So what happens at Sacred Heart? What are the services you provide for the kids there?
Well, we provide a needed service for working parents and also those that go to college, of course. We serve children from the ages of 2.5 to 5 years of age. And then in the summertime, we also do take school-age children.
Okay. So very important to get the kids, the youngsters, on the learning path there. So how much of a challenge was the COVID years for you at the child care?
Well, on the onset of the pandemic, it was kind of a drastic change from our 30 children down to 7 all of a sudden, so it was a big slowdown then. We made it through that. We never closed. We were here for essential workers. We also then when the next year, last school year, we were back up to full enrollment, and honestly, it went very well. We found that the sickness rate was that was due to all the extra cleaning and disinfecting we did. We are also fully staffed at that time.
Yeah.
So last year was a great year. This year, I'd say it's the worst. Sickness as well. We haven't had COVID in our building with the children, but we've just had other viruses that are going around. So it's kind of been a struggle.
Yeah, and, you know, it's tough. You know, the labor difficulties we're facing, not only here, but all over the country. It's very real, and you can't go anywhere without talking to management or business owners, without them saying, we need help, and we need help in the worst way. And sounds like you're in the same boat there, Monica. So the need is there. I mean, do you have people actively saying, hey, I'd love to get my kids in, but you just can't do it?
We do. We have a waiting list that, you know, could fill all of our positions, but we just can't provide that service for them unless we have the qualified staff here to help.
That has to be frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I've had to double up on my duties. I am lead teacher, administrator, director, cook slash janitor, all of those things combined, just because we don't have enough staff.
You couldn't fit all that on a name tag, could you?
I could not.
No, you could not. Well, let's talk about your relationship with Sacred Heart Child Care and the United Way. How important is the United Way to the child care at Sacred Heart?
It's very important. The majority of the funds we receive from United Way are given, handed back down to the parents for the help in their tuition. Scholarships are available for those families that meet income eligibility guidelines. And then the other funding we use for training, staff training, partly wages for our staff. So it's very important that we continue to receive the support from United Way, and we are very grateful for that support.
So it'd be tough to move forward with what you do without the help of people giving to the United Way, I'm assuming.
Certainly, yes.
So you would encourage those to donate to the United Way?
I would encourage everybody to donate to the United Way.
Monica, we appreciate your time. Good luck with finding help. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you, all right?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, keep up the good work.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Monica Barnett, who is with the Sacred Heart Child Care Center, in need of help, in need of workers. We hear that a lot now, don't we? But good work there by Monica Barnett, and that's part of our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlighting here at KVOE, live and local. Good morning, it's 8:50.
Celebrate Emporia's All Veterans Tribute by visiting the Veteran Artist Exhibit on display.